Okay, today's daf is Daf Lamed Daled, and I apologize, my voice hasn't turned up for Shir, but let's begin from the Halacha Tet. Hamekabel said Amecha Vero L'sheva Shanim. However, B'sheva Me'ot Dinar, then Ein Shviat Min HaMinyan. So let's say someone contracted to you someone else's field for 7 years, but he said like 7 years for like 100, sounds like 100 dinar per year, so 700 dinar. Then we say the Shmiti, which a person is not allowed to work a field, and any of the profits is not allowed to, everything's hefker in the field, is not counted. So effectively, he'll have it over an 8 year period. However, if it was Shavua Echad, if he said it for a Shmita cycle, the term Shvua doesn't mean week. Shvua means a Shmita cycle. Shabbat usually in Lashon HaMishnah it means a week. So Shavua Echad, the B'sheva Mo Dinah, then Shvit Min HaMinyan. Then the Shmita year is part of it, meaning he only really gets it for 7 years. So that's a discussion. If it's 7 years, understanding 7 work years, if it's a Shavua Shmita cycle, then Shmita is part of that, the lease period, or the, sorry, or the not lease period, the kablanut, the arrangement period that he's going to work the land. Okay, Gemara says, Tanya, mekabel sadam echad v'ro, zarashana echad v'lo tzimcha. Let's have someone again, this type of arrangement like arisut or in chakirut, and he planted it, but nothing grew that year. Then we say, kofinot, and the person says, this is ridiculous, I've got an arrangement for a number of years, I'm not producing anything. So you can say to him, well, maybe it was just a bad year, he can be compelled to engage in this field for the next year. Kofinot, if the second nothing grows, then ain't kufinotolazorishli. We say, okay, fine, you're not obligated to go any further. We can break out of the deal. So to explain, that is because I'll just show them our folder. He says, in other words, sorry, a bit more words. Says Amresh Lakish had a beduka. Now exactly what beduka is, we'll explain in a minute. But that's regarding a field that hasn't been, let's call tested. Just to explain, that there's never been checked if this field can produce anything. Therefore, it's never been planted 3 years in a row. That's one way of explaining it. And it's not growing. If you remember, there's a debate regarding exactly how many years is a chazaka. Is it two or three? Or 2 times, 3 times? We've thought this in the past. So Rebbe's of the Shita that even twice makes a chazaka. So since this field hasn't been, we don't really have a status of what the field is. We're choshesh to Rebbe that even after 2 years of not being able to grow, it's established in Chazaka, this is a field, it's not going to grow anything. However, beduka, kofinot. So there's two ways to explain what this marafolda means. That if it's a field that I know that sometimes it doesn't grow for 2 years in a row, okay, then you can compel them to the 3rd year. Or alternatively, another pshat, his second explanation, which is also the Pnei Moshe's explanation, is that if we have tested this field and we know this field can produce, then again you can compel him to do a 3rd year. However, if the 3rd year this aris or the choker ends up trying to plant in this field and nothing grows, then we say then we clearly establish a chazaka from this point on, this field is not going to grow anything, and we don't compel him to work in the field any longer under the arrangements we've set. Okay, yefe. This is now halacha yud. If someone is contracted to be a day worker for a particular day, then he can collect the entire night. Now, there are two nafkaminas for this. That one is that if he comes to the owner during that period, because this we'll see in a moment that if we say the window of payment is the next night, the nafkamina is, firstly, that I'll make the easier one first. If the employer doesn't pay him during this period, is over on Isurim. Okay, that's when you're meant to pay him. Furthermore, we know that if it's in that period, then and the employee says, I've paid you, and the guy said, you haven't paid me at all. If it's within this period, the worker can make a shvu and take the money. If it's beyond that period, then that's not the case. Okay, exactly how this works, we'll get to soon. Okay, well, fine. But those are the two nafkaminas. So that's why I had to say that if someone's a day worker, in other words, who works the entire day, that payment window that is meant to be getting his money in is that entire night. So again, if it gets to the next morning, the employer has violated some prohibitions, or one or many, we'll see, discuss how the Nag Gemara. Schir Laila, Gova Kol HaLaila. If he's a night, sorry, Kol HaYom. If he's like a night shift worker, he worked the whole entire night, he's got the whole next day to collect his money. That's like the payment window. Exactly what that means, we'll discuss in the Gemara. Because what it sounds like, I mean, there's two ways of explaining it. Schil sha'ot, a simple way of explaining it, means that if he's only a couple of hours during the day working, he has the rest of the day. That's a window to pay. So he worked till lunchtime, employees obligated to pay him before the end of the day. Okay? Is it mitzvah minat Torah? Well, it is mitzvah minat Torah if you don't. Schil Shabbat, Schil Chodesh, Schil Shana, if someone's contracted work for a week, a month, a year, Schil Shavur, Shmita cycle. Yotze b'yom, guva kol hayom. Yatze b'layla, guva kol halayla v'hayom. Interesting case. We'll discuss it with Gemara as well. That if he's contracted work for a, sounds like a long duration, and he finished doing a day, the payment window isn't during that particular day. Meaning, again, if there's a dispute whether he's been paid, he can make a shvur and collect payment and within this window. And if it's beyond that window, that's not the case anymore. Because it's assumed the Baal HaBayit would have paid during the window if there's a dispute. But also, if he doesn't pay during that period, meaning by the before the end of the day, then come nighttime, the employer will have violated prohibitions of not paying his workers on time. Okay? However, if he finishes at night, then he has the night and the next day to pay. Fine. Why that is, Mitzvah Shem will say. But this is the Gemara. Schir yom govah kol ha'layla. So Shmuel amar lemachar ovel mishum biyomot teten scharo. So we have to look at the Maraful to understand this. I'm going to go through the sugya with the Maraful of this piece. It's a bit tricky, but we'll get there. It says that Shmuel says lemachar ovel mishum, and it's al schir sha'od layla kai. We're talking about someone who was employed to work during the night for a few hours. Okay, then va'amar im lo titen lo ba'layla. If you don't pay him that night, like we explained in the Mishnah, over at lo talim. Meaning you're delaying paying your workers your payment, lotalim. However, lemachar, if you don't pay him the whole next day, then you over gam ken biyomot titen scharo. Then you've also violated an additional prohibition. You have to pay the worker on the day. So let's get this clear. He was a worker doing some sort of, I don't know, working at a fast food joint for a bit of a few hours during the night. He finishes. The employer's meant to pay him that day. Right then, it was just a temporary job, like just that night, for the few hours during that night. If he doesn't pay him before the night's over, he's over on lotalin. But then, if he doesn't pay for the duration the next day as well, he's over on a second prohibition, and that prohibition is b'yomot titen scharo. That's why Shmuel understands that with one situation, there's two timings in which the different prohibitions are violated. That's how he understands it. However,
I'm sorry, does this mean that the employer can't make a different arrangement with the worker?
we'll
Say,
discuss
I
that.
hire
We'll get
you.
to the Gemara. Meaning, you'll see that the next Mishnah, when we get there, says exactly that. And that's only when the employee, if the employee says, "I'd like to get paid," he's toveya. If he's not toveya, I'll give you an example. Let's say you have a plumber that comes to your house and he says, "I'll send you the invoice." He hasn't sent it then. He hasn't asked for the payment yet. Right? But if you have a babysitter, well, you've got to make sure you pay the babysitter well that night. Otherwise, you can run into a prohibition. Now, there's an interesting halachic questions regarding babysitters, particularly because if it's a young child, and you say, "Oh, can I pay you tomorrow?" Well, does a kid really willingly say that it's a fine, pay me tomorrow? Like it's not so clear that you can sort of rearrange and can pressure even if you don't think you're pressuring them to change the arrangement. Okay, so right, there's discussions around this. Okay, however, Rav Dosa says, "What are you talking about? There's two different issurim there." Rav Dosa Amar Yom Echad Hu Deteimar Over Alav Kol Shemot Halal. You think the Torah is talking about one particular work arrangement, that there are two Isurim that are engaged or violated at different points in time? No. In Biglam, pardon me. Rather, I'll just read the Marfil. This is Bitmiya Vichyom Echad Hu Shidibraba Torah Betulo Hu Il Va'ataro Rotzela Kaim Kol Shemot Shel Lo Talim Be'omot Tinskor. If you want to try and attempt to do Isurim, V'lo Tavala Shemesh, that could be Bischir Echad. Shrei Zemad Abarasrom, this is Emad Abischalayla. He says, what are you trying to try and say that's referring to one type of work arrangement? It could be one pasuk that's talking about someone who works during the day, and another pasuk could talk about a person who works during the night. That'd be Omoy Ten Loy, someone who does a Sha'ot during the day. And Lotalin is got to do someone who is a night worker for a few hours. Why do you have to say that the two different Yisroel are talking about the same work arrangement? But then it says, In bigal lekay mikra. So I just read a continued marfulda. The imishum de kashila chayitur de kra lamali. If you want to say that, why do we have a second pasuk? Biyom lotinen scharo, and you still want to mekayim the kra, the pasuk yeteira, l'ficha, you want to still say it works for a schir sha'ot laila, okay? Then tiftar, you can say tiftar back to the Gemara, the schir sha'ot yom v'laila. You call a yom. Now it would be kol a layla, kol a yom. That's the way the Marafulda would read this with exchange. So I'll just explain this. Go on. Tiftar kra, back to Marafulda. Besirshaot yom v'layla. Someone is like bridging. You know, they started during the afternoon, is it finishing during the night? Okay, that type of thing. Yom v'layla. Shehu gova, he could collect. The collection period is the duration of that rest of that night and the next day. Because it, now, yeah, I'll show you actually the Hagot Tzionim. He explains in a bit more detail. He says, "Shachar," in other words, the next day after that night. Shemekevan shescharola shaot b'yom v'layla. Since he was contracted to work for the day followed by the night, the pamechad in one work shift, if you like, haveli hakol pu'ula achad. It's like one work activity. The fish yesh pu'ula azot ktsat miyom, a bit of the day and a bit of the night. Lachen gova, you can collect the rest of the night. V'kol hayom, in the following day. Once again, we'll get to that. In other words, it seems to be Shmuel says we're talking about a shaot, someone who worked a simply shaot layla, and therefore he says you've got two dinisur. So one is violated by the end of the night, and the end of the next day is the other prohibition. Rav Dosa comes along and says, he says, what are you talking about? This could be two different scenarios altogether. It could be one talking about a day worker, one talking about a night worker, and two Isra of different scenarios. But if you still want to say that it's still talking about a night worker, that someone who worked during the night for a few hours, that this prohibition of law, that could be in a situation where he started a few hours during the day and went into the night, because in that situation he has the rest of the night and the next day to be paid off. Okay, that's how Rabbi Yossi explains it. And that's why I continue. The Taniken says, "Schir sha'ot b'yom gover kol ha'yom, b'alayla gover kol ha'layla." Have a If he is contracted to work during the day, followed by the night, it's the remainder of that night and the next of the day to be paid within that window before the owner violates a prohibition of b'yom v'titen lo. That's how you read the Gemara, which follows very similarly to the Bavli. But it dependent on us changing those two words. Legabot kol halayla v'kol hayom. So I'll just show you a little bit more in the Mara folder. He says, ulefi girsa, back to where we left off on, ulefi girsa shelefaneinu, according to the girsa in front of us, without having to change anything, yesh lafrosh, would explain the whole Gemara completely differently. Meaning that Shmuel was referring to a schir yom, not sha'ot, a day worker. V'schir yom can collect gova kol halayla, v'imene mashallah, if you don't pay him that night, overa alotalin. V'yom shel acharav, and the next day over mishum also v'yom titen sklaro. So in other words, it sounds like this assumption wasn't talking about a few hours during the night worker, but it was talking about a day worker, full day worker. He has the night. If he doesn't get paid that night, it's lotalin. If he doesn't pay the next day, he again will violate the second prohibition. So it's effectively the same flow, but this case is slightly different. And therefore, makshiv yom echad hakol detayim. Now, do you really think this is yom echad hakol detayim? Meaning, shari shnei yamim, it's different days. If he worked yesterday, the kashra then of Rav Dussek, this is a different flow of the Gemara now. If he worked yesterday, how can you apply a prohibition of Biyomoti Ten Law when it's a different day? That you're waiting for the end of the next day to violate the second prohibition. Or Masik, it must be Krab Eschir Sha'ot, it must be talking a Eschir Sha'ot, as we said. Diyom Shagova Kolato Hayom. And therefore, the conclusion is that we're not talking about an interesting situation of bridging day and night, but simply that the two psukim referring to if you've got someone who's working during the few hours during the day, he has a day to be paid, and a few hours during the night, he has a night to be paid. That's what the two psukim are doing. Okay? And that's how it would fit without changing any words. That's why it says, Skir sha'ot yom. V'layla, meaning two situations. Yachol la'gavot kol hayom, remainder of the day. And second case, v'kol ha'layla. That's how you'd read the flow of the Gemara that way. Okay, next Mishnah. This halacha Aleph. We're not only talking about wages of somebody, but also even if it was rental, for example, you used an animal or you borrowed or you rented some kelim. Yesh bo, you've got still the prohibition of beyonetin schar, you still have to pay the owner within the day, or the really is meant to be paid. The yesh bo also, mishum, about not delaying the payment till the next morning. So, ematai, when is that? And this is what you're already leaning towards, Dov, bizmanch when the employee or the person rented as requested payment. Lots of all, if you didn't request payment, ain't over alav. It wouldn't have that provision. What happens though if himchel etzel chanvani or etzel shulchani ain't over? Meaning, let's say the employer said, the employee said, I'd like to be paid because I want to do my shopping for Shabbos. And the employer says, you know what? You can collect your fees, your money from this kanvani or whatever you need to do, right? So in other words, the payment's going to come from me. I've now shifted it to this chanut. Or alternatively, he says, I've got an account with this money changer. You can go collect your fees from so and so. I've already called him up. I've said it's fine. You can collect your money. In that situation, if he's not paid within a day, he would not over alav, ain't over alav. We'll discuss this. This needs a bit of thought. You'll see when we get to Gemara. His skir hasra hasachir nishba bizman of. If within this month, this window of payment, the sakhir can actually make a shvua to say, I have not been paid if there's a dispute and collect his money. So I'll just show you the marafolda, why that's the case. It says, Mishum de balabait tarud bapo'alav, that a balabait, he's got all these workers, he's a bit, it might be a bit tzichish at the time, the sover, the notention, and he thinks I've paid everybody, but he may have made a mistake. Ubedin, and that's why the worker should be able to collect even without making a shvua. You can say, you haven't paid me, and that should be enough. However, in order to set the balabait's mind at ease, because he thinks he's paid him, he's pretty sure he's paid him, that's why the Chachamim made the worker make a shvua in order to collect. Okay. However, the if im avar zmano, if however the time is passed, iber zmano, ein not, ain't no nishpav notel, then the worker cannot make a shvu and take. So it's a bit more here in the mafulda. Hay notama, because we have a chazaka she'ein poel mashe'il scharo. That the chazaka is by the time that at the end of the day the employer, this the balabai, will end up paying all his workers within the time window. That's a chazaka, you got Yisurim in the Torah. So therefore, v'gam chazaka she'ein abad over mishum tola talin, v'imushum chazaka she'ein poel over and mishum tola tigzol. And if you think 1 second that the worker's not going to steal, well, you've got two chazakas. One is employers usually, if you like, pay on time, and you've got an issue that he doesn't want to do an aveira, meaning that overrides a single aveira. That's why we say the worker the employer can't make a shvua to take. Okay, now the Gemara says v'im yesh edim sh'tavo harizeh nishba. However, if there are edim that says that the sakhir, the worker, tried to claim his money during the time, then nishbav and otel, then he'd be able to claim it. This also will need a bit of work when we get to the Gemara. Let's have a look. Ger toshav, yesh bo mishum biyomot yiten. Even a ger toshav, it debates exactly what a ger toshav is. One understanding one more familiar with is that it's someone, a non-Jew who's mekabel all the shivet mitzvah b'noach. Okay? Another understanding is just, here there's a different parish here. My folder says he just was a kamal to avodah zara, but he eats velot and trefot still, so he's still a non-Jew. Okay? So ger toshav yesh bo the prohibition of paying in biyomot yiten scharo still applies. However, the ein bo mishum lo talim pulat sachir itcha ad boker, but not the other prohibition. Now, why it's the difference in the two prohibitions? Why does one apply to the ger toshav? No, we'll get to the Gemara. Now the Gemara says, achad schar adam, tiv lo tashok sachir ani ve'avyon ve'achecha. So that's referring, achecha is in Israel. Megercha, that refers to a ger tzedek. So you see in the pasuk referred is merabe, if you like, all these other that the issue of not paying on time is not just to a worker. Also, we've mentioned the ger tzedek. Also, we refer to animals paying in the rental for them, and also metaltlin, non-movable object. Sorry, Tani yacholishim chawetzel chenvani or etzel shulchani. It's a bit of a gerusa change here. I'll just turn them off. All they say is Yachulim Chal Yitzel Chenvani or Yitzel Shulchani, Yeh Ofer Alav, you'll be over. Tamaloma Itcha. Meaning, when is It says, meaning the issue being violated is if you're withholding the funds yourself. If, however, you've transferred the payment to somebody else, so the shulchani, the money changer, they'll be paying, then you'll be over the prohibition. However, ain overa lav, he is an oivera, the Gemara's medayik, aval ovrim hen alav. If the shulchani doesn't pay, then the prohibition will be violated by him, interestingly. So it's not like a, it's not like a what's it called? A dodgy way of getting out of the obligation of paying them on time. Because in the end, that prohibition will never be alleviated. It's just going to be shifted over to somebody else, it sounds like, according to Yerushalmi. Okay, so therefore, yes, you put on the Shulchani, but the Shulchani has a responsibility to pay during that window. Okay, Eimatai, when is that? As much as long as he claimed, lo tavo eino over our love, like we explained in the Mishnah. Next, Hasachir bezmano nishpa, not as we explained. So Meshachir says, Beshamar, that's when he says, lo natati. That no natati means, well, I didn't, I'll show you here. The raffle that explains the lashon, because lashon is a bit funny here. Meaning, ba'amar bal habayit, sorry, ematzai kolomar kol ze bezman shetva'o. That is, ve'omer lo bal habayit natati. Sorry. Yeah. Be'shamar lo natati, lo with a, but here he adds bal habayit. The poel, and the poel says, no, lo natan, you didn't give me anything. So that's when he can nishpav and otel. Aval im amar lo, if the Balabait says, I will give it to you tomorrow. Im amar lo natati, if in that situation he says, then einon ne'eman. So who's ne'eman? The Paul's not ne'eman. So I have to read inside because it's hard to see in the words of the Gemara. So that's what I'm showing you in the Gemara folder. He says, Avel amar lo Balabait. If the Balabait says, look, I don't have anything on him now, I'll pay you tomorrow. Ulamachar amar, now he probably still would have violated prohibition, presumably, for not paying him on time. But the question is about whether he can nishbav or not tell his payment. On the next day, the Balabait says, look, I paid you. The work is not believed here. But the Balabait has to make a shvua that he has indeed paid it, and then it'll be nifta. Interestingly, that, because it's not beyond during that time window. However, Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina says, no, afilo even the next day, because the Balabait says, I'm not going to give, I can't give you today, I'll give you tomorrow. Natati ne'eman. So again, I have to show you the words. He says, Dafka neged, before that. Aval imamar lo bala, 1 second. Here, so I'll explain outside because he doesn't have it here. I'll show you the Ne'eman in a moment. He says, in that situation, that once you shifted to the next day, according to the Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, he's saying now that that's effectively now the day of payment. So just as on the day of payment, the poel is believed with a shvuah to take his payment. So too, if the balabait says, "Look, can't pay today, I'll pay you tomorrow," we've shifted the day of payment to the next day, and therefore the poel, even on that day, can make a shvuah to collect his payment. Okay, that's the way he explains it. It's just for seeing the words because the words it's not clear who's who. That's why I have to read it. But importantly, the Maharal said that would only still be in that 24-hour period during that next day, and all we've done is shifted the window a bit further. Okay, next Mishnah. So here we're talking about someone who is, Barfula says, it's got to the borrower has, if someone's loaned someone money, the day of payment has arrived and he's not able to pay. So what he wants to do, he wants to take a collateral, right, for that in order to get paid back. So he says, you cannot take a mashkon, even in the shuk, even if you're not going into his house, even in an open area. It has to be done through Beit Din. We don't let people start snatching things from each other. And then it says, Lo yikanes labeito, you cannot go into his house, meaning even the Shaliach Beit Din can't go into his house to take collateral. We told them mashkon shnema, because there's definite instructions when it comes to these mashkons. Now you might think, once again, why can't he just take the money to get paid from it? So this relates to taking items that are important for his livelihood. And the Torah has instructions what we're doing in this situation, meaning you can take it to the mashkon, but you have to return it when he needs it. In order that special dinim by that. For example, are you lo shnei kelim? If he has two kelim, not ten, you can take one as a mashkon, or machzir achad and return one when it's necessary, when needed. Machzir lo, you return him his car, his pillow at night time to sleep on, but the machrashan is plowed during the day. But every day the shliach beit din would come and take it back. Okay? V'im met, if the person died, meaning the borrower died, einu machzir li or shav, you don't have to return anymore. If you don't have to return anymore, then what? Then he can sell it. That's the point. He'll be able to sell it now. I'll show you quite clearly. says metalove. My father says ein mashiv avot liyorshim have return it. She ain't ka mitzvah hashavat avot. There's no mitzvah in the Torah of hashavot to the yorshim under the person. Elayim kareno, you can sell it, be gvach, go and collect his money. Dashef tershim loktiv, because it's when it talks about returning this guarantee, that's only lo to him and not the yorshim. However, Shimon Gamliel af la'atzmo in a machzir elad 30 yom. This whole arrangement only lasts for 30 days. But from 30 days onwards, then Mochrim, you can sell Babayit Din in order to start collecting that debt that was long, well, which is now overdue. Okay, that's the Mishnah we've got what to discuss when we're on the Gemara. All right, Kol Tov, have a good Shabbos, everyone.